following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Bang Radio.
Bang! Bang! Bang!
Gobble gobble on this, man.
Do the bang thing. Do the bang thing.
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
Hey, Browns. Mike Polk, season ticket holder. You are wasting valuable space on our majestic shoreline, and what do we get out of it from you? 10 miserable games a year, including 2 preseason games that I have to pay for, and 1 shitty Kenny Chesney concert.
Where does Tom Brady rank on your all-time list, Troy Aikman?
Well, he's awfully hot.
I think Troyton's a queer.
Hello.
13-year NFL vet, Super Bowl participant, 6-time Pro Bowler, Donovan McNabb.
I've been just going home.
Bacon. You know, brothers. You know, I'm bacon.
I got
you know,
them.
I love bacon.
You're going
to
love this.
Bacon.
As a white man, I have to take a stand. I remain outraged.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop it.
I'm going to whip my ding ding out.
And now, here's John and Tom.
Who cares that we got the biggest and the best and the greatest football stadium in the world? It doesn't matter. It does not matter anymore. You ain't got a team to play and to perform in it. It's nothing more but a big, fancy, large controsity.
It's a controsity, John.
He had to go to the controsity there.
Controsity.
Right. So you had a trip to the Controsity.
You took a tour
of the Controsity.
I did, and all I did was get to give Jerry Jones a bunch of my money and come home with sinus problems.
Sinus problems and an overtime loss to the freaking Eagles.
Man.
They Tebowed you.
They got
you like Tebow won in the playoffs.
Well, yes. The final score was not good, but everything else was absolutely amazing.
Well, now get this, Tom. Apparently, DeMarco Murray was calling out the plays, and he knew the plays. And as far as I can tell, as a guy that's been watching football long enough to be tainted by the Patriots' way, that is cheating that the fucking Dallas Cowboys didn't change their playbook after they taught it to him last year. The Eagles should be fine.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's an amazing, amazing stadium. Or, no, I'm sorry.
Controsity.
Right, it's an amazing controsity. And
it's contrositous. That's the adjective you have to use. It is a contrositous controsity.
I got to go back every year now.
Yeah, well, you got to go till you get a win.
Well,
so I hope you're going a lot.
That too. it was great. The flight was great. Everything. Again, only the final score. It's the only negative. We got a great game. We got an overtime game. You know. I did seriously, though, get these sinus issues. You got to be able to tell my voice is all jacked up. You know, I go from being in, 70-degree sunshine and dry for 3 days, and then I come back, I get off the plane, and it's cold and raining and windy, and it's just, my nose is just all effed up from it, so it's all right. I feel fine. I don't feel sick, so whatever.
Well, yeah, that's great. For everybody out there that was concerned, you can stop sending Tom any kind of cards, but the donation button would be good because, you know, I didn't want to say so, but his mother is sick, so.
So, about the controsity.
Controsity.
You know, owned by the one and only
Jerry Jones.
Right.
Jerry Jones. Dude, what about holy shit, what about Carl Malone? Well, he's got to be involved if Jerry Jones is involved because you've got to be able to rhyme things. That's the way it's got to be in
it. Carl Malone.
You're going to play out your team. You got to rhyme.
Fuck Jerry Jones. Fuck Carl Malone.
That's right.
That's right.
All right, first off, before I even get to Jerry World, on Saturday, you know, we were trying to figure out, we wanted to see, well, I obviously wanted to see the Buckeyes play. And but you know, we also wanted to see LSU Alabama play because I was looking forward to seeing that game. And so we're searching around, we're Googling all over the place, sports bars and everything. And I checked with the Ohio State Alumni Club, and there's an Ohio State Dallas Alumni Club. And there's a place in downtown Dallas. They call it the area is called Uptown. It was a really nice area. I mean, it's not like it was like huge upscale or anything. It was just a really cool area. People everywhere, shops and restaurants and bars. You know, just all up and down, one or two streets on McKinney Avenue in downtown Dallas, and it was called the McKinney Avenue Tavern. And it's owned by a guy named Big Al. They call him Big Al. He was Big Al on a long time, very successful radio show called the Kid Craddock Show. You ever heard of Kid Craddock?
Don't.
Okay.
No, never heard of it.
Anyway, no big deal.
Never heard of it.
Anyway,
then again, I didn't spend much time in Texas.
Well, he passed away. But anyway, so Big Al now owns this this McKinney Avenue Tavern sports bar. And dude, here I'm in downtown Dallas Saturday night, surrounded by Buckeye fans.
So you flew all the way down there to stay at a place that's just like home and came back with a cold. You could have watched them lose from your couch and had the same experience.
No, it was great, man. It was. It
Do
was
they let Joey Galloway
awesome.
In that place? I guess they would.
Oh, I would imagine. Yeah, dude, you walk in and there's a Buckeye flag standing up in the place.
Well, how many of the old famous Cowboys were Buckeyes? He was the only one I could think of off the top of my head.
Oh, you know, Bobby Carpenter.
Bobby Carpenter. Didn't he sing with that skinny bitch that eventually died? I think they sang a couple. Yeah, he sang that Sitting on Top of the World song after he played for the Cowboys. Hey, did you know that an ex-Cowboy died in the stands at the Giants game 2 weeks ago when we didn't do a show?
What?
Yeah, I read about this. Some guy that played for the Cowboys in like 1974 was at the Giants-Cowboys game in New York and had a heart attack and died in the stands. I don't even remember his name. It's just reminded me to bring it up. That's
wow.
I'm listening to you talk about having a sickness from Dallas, and it reminded me.
Yeah, so, you know, it was great. We watched the Buckeyes play, and then, without, obviously, and we hadn't had a chance to talk about this, just without JT Barrett, you know, obviously he did not play in the game because he was suspended, and the whole damn country wants to talk about it. And then, of course, the dash cam audio comes out, and he's like, playing the card. Hey, man.
He's name dropping.
Yeah, of course. Like, they didn't know who he was.
Of course, we know who you are, sir. We're going to give you the cell with the couch in it.
I love, though, the guy said, look, I don't want to take you to jail. You're under arrest, but we don't want to take you to jail if we can get you a ride. And then the cops are out. He's in the back of the cruiser at this point, and he's going, fuck. You know, he doesn't
52,
know.
Fuck.
He doesn't know that he's still being recorded, even though he's all alone inside the police car.
Of course it's being recorded. I mean, dude, doesn't he own YouTube, for God's sake? How many videos are there inside a cop car? Some stupid drunk.
Then the two cops are outside talking, like, one's going, who's going to come and get him? He goes, actually, Cardale's coming to get him. and they start laughing. The cops
did. They're coming to rescue him again.
Yep. So we watched that. We watched LSU get their ass beat by Alabama. And then, we went back to the hotel. We got up. We watched some NFL Network in the first games, and we headed over to the stadium. Couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe when I pulled up. We were pulling up, and I could see this thing. And, you know, it's right next to the stadium that the Rangers play in.
When you say right next to, I mean, this thing is gigantic. Right next to means it's like a half mile away over there.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean,
it's over yonder.
Well, you got nothing but parking lot in between. You know what I mean?
It's Texas. Yeah, there's a county that you can park in.
Right.
It's Texas.
And then a half a mile from that is Six Flags over Texas. So it's just this giant sports and entertainment complex. You know what I mean?
We like to call it a common man's playground.
It is a...
Contrast!
Okay, all right, Diva, we get it.
Back in Dallas, you've got the most, I think it's the most strip bars per capita in Dallas. So it definitely is a playground.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. There's a place called, what was it? Something...
No, no, but I bet you a bunch of Buckeye fans blow you while the game's on.
Something live, was it? D Live or something Live. It's like a really famous strip club in Dallas who are giving the, right. The Dallas Mavericks. They had a deal with the Dallas Mavericks. If the Dallas Mavericks beat Oklahoma City, was it Oklahoma City?
I don't know. I watch the NBA about as much as
none. Who well, the one where the player was going to go to the Mavericks and then he didn't, or was that the Clippers?
I have no idea. It might have been the Utah State Blue Hens.
Whoever it was, the Mavericks beat. They get free lap dances for the season at this very famous strip club. And this place, this is where, I mean, Floyd Mayweather hangs out there. All the famous rappers, you know, that's where they make it rain and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, I guess there are some strip clubs down there. I never went to any. Didn't go to any strip clubs while I was down there.
With your son, it's kind of weird.
Huh?
What are you going to do?
Yeah, well.
Leave him at the hotel?
It's just, you know. Yeah, not necessary. Yeah,
it's weird with your son.
Anyway, so we get over there, and I just can't even believe it when we pull in. And traffic, man, I'll tell you what. Columbus, Ohio, I don't know about where you are, but Columbus, Ohio, our city engineers could really take some lessons for how to build freeways from Dallas, because everything moves great down there. At least where we had to drive.
Because they have 30 miles between anything that they can play with to build anything they want. Because there's nothing.
Well, no.
There's a lot of open space in Dallas.
Seriously. No.
Just in Texas in general.
No. You don't understand, man. When they get in a congested area, you know what they do? They just build another freeway over top of all of them. I mean, there's like five freeways on top of each other. You know, going
it's
different.
Like the Flintstones Junction, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Remember when Fred was going across all those bridges all the time? You know, it used to be if you went on Google Earth and you went and you got down on the stadium there on Google Earth, that you could drop down onto the little side access road that's right beside it if you were doing the street view. And when you dropped down onto that little access, it changed into the building under construction. And as you went down the building, I mean, as you went down this access road, you'd watch it get built in front of you as you got to the end of this road. It's on Google Earth. You can try it. Google up the stadium and check it out. It's kind of neat.
Yeah, we went on the George Washington George Washington. We went on the George Bush Turnpike. Very nice.
The George Bush Turnpike goes all in circles.
They do. They got the George Bush Turnpike. You got the Tom Landry Highway. You know, I mean, hey, they're all about Texas, boy, let me tell you. Anyway, so we get to the game, and we had great seats. We're on the club level. And, I've been to other stadiums, man, you know, and they serve hot dogs and burgers and brats and nachos.
Well,
and
we know that the Controcity sells $99 pizza. We saw that in an article when they first opened the place.
You can get – they got – when you go in there – you go in there, you're up in the where they're selling food. They got full bars, but they got chef stations set up everywhere. Chefs making like giant Dagwood sandwiches and these gourmet burgers, and there's dessert stations. And I mean, it's like you're at a Broadway show when you're up where the food and stuff is. You know what I mean?
It's not like you'd expect when you would go to a football game when I was a kid.
No.
A football game when I was a kid in RFK Stadium. Yeah, just a general, man. I mean, FedEx Field's a toilet, so there's no even point even kind of trying to compare the stadium the Redskins play into that thing. But yeah, everything is set up now to be so extravagant, it's not even funny. And you know Jerry's just going to take it 10 times further.
Oh, I love it. And I thought it was fantastic. And
I bet I would, too.
It was great. And then, you know, of course, again, we watched the game. Our seats were cushioned. I mean, it was unbelievable. Dude, here's the...
I'd be worried about that. Living where I do, I'd be worried about cushioned seats because of what might seep into them.
Well, here's the one stat. You know, we went on this tour on Monday, and the tour was amazing. I don't know. Did you see
on Monday? So everybody's all depressed.
No, I wasn't.
Over here is where the fucking Eagles caught the touchdown pass. If you go keep walking this way, so we'll show you the restroom.
It you know what? We had the tour was amazing. And the thing they told us on the tour, and I think I had heard this back when they were building this thing, but I forgot maybe, was that, you know, the old stadium that Dallas used to play in Irving, you know, with the hole in the roof, that stadium built in 1978, that whole stadium cost $35 million to build. Well, the TV in the new stadium cost $40 million. So, I mean, that tells you, you know what I'm saying? So, Anyway, yeah, so
well,
we're
you know
in
what
there.
I always say, Tom. Tex Schramm is a pussy. If you're going to do anything with the Cowboys, you got to do it far.
Yeah, we're in there, and there's Kenny the Shark Gant and Michael Downs, you know, signing autographs and taking pictures. I don't know if you saw, I posted my picture with them.
I saw it. They're indentured servants. They owe Jerry Jones money, so you got to kind of hang out and see the toys. Mr. Jones says we got to sign autographs till 3 o'clock.
Oh, man. We went in the locker room, the cheerleader locker room, got my picture taken with cheerleaders. I got my picture taken on the star. Got my picture taken with Rowdy. I got pictures in the end zone. I mean,
Rowdy.
Just, yeah.
Rowdy.
You know, huh? Do what?
I'm laughing. You got your picture taken with Rowdy. That's probably Jerry Jones' son, the general manager kid.
Stephen Jones, yeah.
What's his name? Adam or Mike or whatever.
I don't know. Let's see. What else? Oh, I got video walking through the Miller Lite Club where the team comes out onto the field, so I got to make that walk, you know, and got my...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Did you play any air guitar? That's the question.
We were in the post-game press conference room. And I got my picture taken at the podium where Garrett stands, you know what I mean?
Here's Tom making excuses for the sixth loss in a row.
I was.
This is Tom up here with Baghdad.com. I can't explain anything, goddammit. We just gave up the big play.
Amazing place. It really is. If you're a Cowboy fan, make sure you get there at least once.
Controcity.
We're going back. We're going back to that
controcity
once a year. Got to do it.
You know, there's a lot of Cowboy fans that are giving up on the Cowboys. Man, they don't like Greg Hardy. I saw somebody sent me a video of a Cowboy fan burning all his shit and threatening Jerry Jones. And
oh,
it really was
God's
kind of corny
sakes.
Because
Jesus,
the dude was just not threatening at all.
Oh God.
I know it doesn't matter, Jerry. Somebody else will take my place, but I just wanted you to know I'm burning all this stuff that I could have sold on eBay for at least half what I paid for it.
All right. Well, we'll talk more. We'll
how much
talk,
is a Quincy Carter jersey worth?
What's that?
I said, how much is a Quincy Carter jersey worth?
I'd probably have to pay somebody to take it. But we'll talk more about the controversy known as Jerry World with Jerry, as well as Dez Bryant's outburst, that pipsqueak Bob Costas. He had some things to say.
He is a pipsqueak.
We haven't heard from that douche in a while. So much great stuff. One of the funniest, oh my God, this is one of the funniest Bill Belichick responses to a question ever. Ever. This is great.
Really? Because yes. Last week I got to listen to him talk about the Redskins like they were a potential Super Bowl contender.
Oh, well, wait till you hear this. Wait till you hear this. All right, Ray Lewis has taken over hip-hop. A band by the name of Godsmack, great rock band, who I just saw this past May at Rock on the Range, by the way. They were great, great live band. Something they did at a concert full of Seahawks fans that is priceless. We'll get to that. So let's get back to Dez Bryant here. You know, you were talking about the Cowboys losing six games in a row now since Romo has been out.
Yeah.
So, you know, tempers aren't good down there. And wide receiver Dez Bryant just flipped out in the locker room. Did you catch this? Have you heard this?
I saw the video, but I didn't hear what started it.
All right,
I don't know who he was yelling at and why.
Well, he's yelling at Rich Dalrymple in this video, and Rich is the public relations director for the Cowboys. He has been for years. And he was just trying
to... Is that the little short gray-haired guy?
Yeah, he was just trying to calm Dez down because Dez had right before that, been on a tirade. He had flipped out on some reporters. He yelled at this one reporter for using a racial slur. There's no audio of it. I don't know what was said. And then another reporter's live tweeting.
Wait, a reporter used a racial slur and asking him a question?
That's all I know. I didn't hear the slur, so I don't know what it was. He didn't go into specifics. But another reporter was live tweeting about the racial slur or about Dez
Bob
flipping
Jones,
out about the slur.
Fox News. Shouldn't you go back to Africa, Mr. Bryant?
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? And then he...
I don't know. That's a hard thing to accuse somebody of in a press conference without getting out what was said.
I don't know.
You would think that even something close, because Jesus Christ, they could ask him about an eye black under his eyes and they could take it the wrong way and it'd be all over the internet. So I'd love to know.
I don't know that it was a press conference. I think these were just reporters, you know, because there's a certain amount of time where the reporters can show up and ask questions when guys are coming off the practice field and stuff. So I don't know.
Okay.
But so he yelled at them, and then he was also mad because the reporters in general are being negative about the team. Well, you're 2-6, Dez. Will you give what is?
Yeah,
you
know? They're not really making shit up about them this time, are they?
No.
That all murder's right. Nowhere to be found.
So here is the outburst at the first one at the reporters.
Dez's been great.
By the way, Jason
Witten. I thought this was a tirade.
Yeah, Jason Witten is having an interview with a reporter, and you hear Witten talking, but then you hear Dez exploding in the background, and, you know, Witten keeps pausing, and it's like, you can't see it, but you think, it seems like Witten stops, and he turns around and looks like, what is going on, and right. It goes right back to the interview, so listen.
He's just a true pro. I mean, I think for a lot of... I know until we've seen how much of a workload he's got in the last couple of weeks. He had to, you know, how well he's ran the ball, you know. And
okay, so if you can't hear Dez in the background, he's saying, if you're going to report something, report it right. Report the whole damn thing. So obviously he feels like there's, you know, the truth isn't getting out.
Everybody's
there.
Everybody's picking on me. Yeah, it's the Cowboys cry. Everybody's picking on us.
I think he's ran the ball really well.
And then you hear Witten go right back to the interview. I think he's running the ball really, really well. And I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah,
we're blocking pretty good there. Dez gets out on the outside and really runs his mouth really well.
All right, well, now here's where he goes off on Dalrymple.
That you just did!
Let's just drop it. All right, talk to
you. How about y'all fix this shit, Rich? How about you fix it, Rich? You talking to us, you talking to the wrong people. You talking to the wrong people. Well, I'll make sure I put it out there, so y'all not going to say nothing. I'm going to make sure y'all go street and I'm going to post that on Twitter. And then I'm going to let them know why I do this. I'm going to let it be known why I do it. And 30. They dirty, all of them, and especially you.
The media, they're dirty. They're dirty, all of them, and especially you. I wish I knew what this was all about, damn it.
Well, he's going to tell us why he do this. He's going to tell us why he do this. And I'm interested to find out why he do this, because it does sound like he's pissed off to me. In other words, like the media is going to take something and run with it, like they always do, and that this Rich Dalrymple guy is not chasing them down and biting them or something.
Right,
I don't know what
right.
Because well, their cars in.
Yeah.
He stop their phones from working.
He's the public relations guy, and I don't know if he's not getting, you know, the correct information to the reporters or what, but, you know, and he's... Yeah, I guess he's just the one Dez is going to yell at about it. So anyway, yeah, everything's falling apart in Dallas, and all the Dallas haters are happy, happy day, you know. And
but, well, I mean, you know, it is. It's kind of nice. I mean, granted, the Redskins are only 3-5, but I am a Dallas hater, and I'm very proud to be a Dallas hater. So yes, it is fun to watch them lose 6 in a row, and I am so desperately hoping that they have nothing to play for in December. I really do.
Oh, I doubt they will.
I'd like to see Tampa Bay win this weekend, but I don't think they will.
I disagree.
You think Tampa Bay is going to win this weekend? My brain says I think they will. It's just there's something inside of me. There's something inside of me that says the Cowboys are going to finally pull one off. They came to overtime last time. They played the Seahawks to a standstill. So I'm thinking at least at some point they're going to have to get lucky. And against a rookie quarterback, you know, they might just do it.
Yeah, tell that to Drew Brees. He just got done playing against a rookie quarterback.
We're going to play Drew Brees this week. Holy crap. Do you know how strict the gun laws are here in Maryland? And nothing's going to prevent this shootout. Nothing. The defenses, they're not even going to show up. I'm going to give you a prediction right here and now. All right. Inside linebacker for the Washington Redskins, Keenan Robinson, is going to lead all tacklers with one.
I'm going to pick up and start Kirk Cousins this week. Are you kidding?
You should. That defense is terrible. I mean, seriously, the Redskins' defense is terrible. But here's a stat. In the last 4 weeks, the Redskins have rushed the ball for something like 179 yards and have given up something like 780 yards rushing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping to get healthy this week. But if you've got Saints running backs, Saints wide receivers, Saints tight ends, hell, their fucking tackle might even catch a goddamn touchdown pass this weekend. So you might want to start him.
Hey, man, look, Dallas is 31st in the league in giving up fantasy points to running backs. I don't want to hear it. I mean, DeMarco Murray looked like all world Sunday night, man. Come on. Well,
that's because he knew the plays, Tom. He knew the plays. He was cheating.
All right. Another guy who's
back. You still got to block it.
Another guy.
You still got to tackle it.
Right. Another guy who can't stay out of the news, of course, is Greg Hardy. So the picture comes out, you know, this past week of the girl who... beat her back, I don't know.
This past week, he went on on his Twitter feed and posted some kind of thing about, without any evidence or without any convictions, I'm innocent and all this kind of shit like this. And it's like, you know, basically saying she's a lying bitch that got what she wanted.
He wrote an innocent. He wrote innocent until proven guilty. That's what he wrote.
right. So.
Well, I'll tell you what's interesting is the conversation about Greg Hardy that you hear in the national media, like we're about to hear from Bob Costas, like you hear on ESPN and everything.
Right.
The conversation about Greg Hardy on local Dallas sports radio is very different.
They like him, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. You know, I was listening to fucking Mike and Mike in the morning the other day, right? And Greenberg actually made a very good point in that these people, you don't have to stop being a Cowboys fan because Greg Hardy's on the team. And you can cheer if he makes a sack. Because let's face it, the team that you grew up to become a fan of, they're not there anymore. Nobody's there. The only thing that's still there, the colors in the helmet, and that's, you know, the pretty much what you're rooting for. The players, they're interchangeable, and every team's got bad guys on it, and everybody knows he's a bad guy, but while he's playing, you're trying to win the game, right?
Exactly.
And as a fan, you want to win the game. Are you going to fucking turn in your fan card as a Dallas Cowboy lifelong fan and say, I can't even think about rooting for this team anymore because they hired this guy and he's still on the team? You know, I mean, I get it. People are pissed off and people are upset about it, but you can't expect people to just stop being a fan of their team because of a freaking reprehensible asshole that they employ.
Well, and you know, here's what people don't get. The one thing you hear is, well, Ray Rice isn't on a team, and oh God, I'm trying to remember who it was. He was on CNN. He was a former quarterback. Oh God, who? Well, anyway, the line was perfect. He goes, if Ray Rice was still playing at a Pro Bowl level, he would absolutely be on a football team right now. And that was the thing.
Really?
And you know what? You may not like it, but anybody right now, any diehard football fan listening, and understand, don't go putting words in my mouth. Look, I've been married 22 years. I have never, ever once laid a finger on my wife, and I never would. It's not just because she's a woman, but because I have too much respect for her to do that. You know,
gotcha.
Plain and simple.
Gotcha.
But the thing is,
some women are lippy.
I just want to know.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. All right.
Tom never did because he respects it. But look, let's face it.
God
some women
damn it, John.
Got a lot of lip.
Damn it, John. Stop that. Shit. All right. But here's the thing. The only out of all of this bad stuff that any of the bad people in the NFL, you know, because it's a microcosm of society, but any of the bad stuff that these players have done, all of it, all the stuff, to a football fan, the only thing worse than all that stuff is losing.
Right, losing. Getting fucking beat. Getting made stupid out there on the field. Getting smoked out of your ass.
Yes.
Being down 14-0 after one freaking offensive play because Pierre Garçon lets a ball bounce right off his fucking face mask and gets intercepted.
Yep.
But I digress.
Yep.
Talent gets a pass. Get used to it, everybody. The fucking world isn't fair, and there's nothing you can do about it to make it fair, because you're not going to stop watching football. If they thought you were going to stop watching football, they'd fix the fucking officiating, but they won't do that either. So you think they're really going to give a shit about Greg Hardy? They're not. The only thing that's going to make them is he better not do it again, because then they'll have reason to throw him out.
Yeah, they won't have a choice then. But like you said, until people stop watching. And guess what? Sunday Night Football, as it is every week, most watched show of the week last week, 23 million people tuning in. 23 million watching a regular season game. The World Series, the Stanley Cups, the NBA Finals would kill for those numbers.
It's because the Cowboys have more bandwagon fans than anybody except for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and everybody knows that.
No, it's the same every Sunday. It's the same. It's
I watch it too.
Yeah, come on.
I watch it too. And I will say this about watching that Sunday goddamn broadcast, all right? Because you were going to be at the stadium last week and you were going to try to get on television somehow behind Bob Costas, I watched that whole pregame show. My God, I wanted to fucking shoot myself.
I understand. And,
oh, and dude, they're terrible.
And so you heard Bob Costas saying these things, and here he is talking about Greg Hardy.
You can shake your head at the perceived flaws of the judicial system. You can fault the Cowboys for signing Hardy in the first place and Jerry Jones for calling him one of the real leaders of his team. You can root for Hardy to fail and for the rest of the league to show little interest in him if he becomes a free agent after this season. But here's what you can't do this time. You can't blame Roger Goodell. And you can't deny this cold truth about big-time sports. No matter what kind of guy he is, if a guy can play, there will always be a market somewhere for his services.
Yep. And that's basically what I just said.
No matter what you're doing, if you can provide other people with an opportunity to make money, you will be given a pass. Yeah. Unless you're a gangster, and then the other gangsters are going to try to kill you because you're giving the other guy the money. Or they'll try to kidnap you, but we're getting into something completely different.
Yep.
You know, there was two things I thought of. For one, while he was saying these things, I'm busily texting Tom, okay, I'm looking at the 20-yard line into the stands. If you're back that way, try to hold your sign up. And the other thing
was, I
didn't
have a sign.
You know, with that little hair. What?
I didn't have any sign. They don't let you have signs.
Oh, I thought you were going to take a sign. Anyway, that little boy haircut that he's got and that little freaking boy's face, probably every time he's talking on TV, every Catholic priest in Boston is just drooling. Fuck it. Fuck it. I've been very, very incorrect this here segment. I might as well go all in.
I remember who it was now. The quarterback. It was Coy Detmer was the one that was on. He was on CNN saying that about how if Ray Rice were still playing at a Pro Bowl level, because he also said,
find me an ex-NFL quarterback that'll answer the phone at 10 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday.
And now he was, they had a camera on him too, but he said, and then he was talking about Hardy, and because they had Rachel Nichols was on there too, and she's like, I can't believe this guy is still on an NFL team. And Coy goes, well, it's because he can still sack the quarterback, Rachel.
Right.
That's exactly.
Look, we pay to watch him be violent.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And I mean, I'm not in any way condoning what he did or anything like that. I think what he did is reprehensible. And if he did not pay off that woman and she took him to court, I would hope they threw him in jail for that shit.
But you know,
she took the money and now he's playing. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, just, if anybody, like, look at T.O. Look at the constant just criticism and ripping on T.O. And this guy never once got arrested or in trouble for anything.
Oh, I know. They just love a bad boy, and they'll make a bad boy out of anybody. Remember that cartoon I made about the bad boys and how he was trying to look like a bad boy in front of those other guys that were real bad guys at the time?
Yes.
Hank Johnson with all his fucking guns and Pac-Man Jones, and I can't remember. Oh, Michael Vick, of course, right? And they were all laughing at him because, yo, man, I parked in the coach's parking space.
Right.
Hey, man, one of the old cartoons about the Bears guys sitting in the bar watching Jay Cutler throw interceptions was resurrected and put on a Bears board this weekend. Somebody captured it and took all of our names off of it, of course, but that was pretty cool.
The photos only provide more graphic proof of what we already knew. Greg Hardy is a bad guy who happens to be a good football player.
He's a bad guy. Where's Batman?
Oh, man.
See, that's what you got to do. He's a bad guy, so you sign, like, you know, Green Lantern to play the offensive line.
All right, and then
it takes care of the problem.
I'm going to tell you right now, Bob Costas is butthurt because he requested an interview with Jerry, and Jerry said, no thanks.
he's butthurt because he had a weekend in Dallas.
And then he requested one with Greg Hardy, and Greg Hardy said no. Here he is talking about it.
Given the ongoing developments of the Greg Hardy case, we requested an interview with Jerry Jones, but the Cowboys owner and GM declined our request, standing by his statement from Friday after photographic evidence of the injuries inflicted upon Nicole Holder by Greg Hardy came to public attention.
So, you can tell he's mad, and he's like, because of all of this, we wanted an interview, and he denied our request. You know what? Jerry Jones did not deny the media an interview, because he's talked about this at length in the media, about how they gave him a second chance and how Greg Hardy was a leader of the team. You know what, Jerry Jones was denying? You know what Jerry Jones was denying right there? All he was saying was, I don't want to talk to you. You're a fucking putz. That's what Jerry Jones was saying.
I think it was because he knew that the Bang Radio Hour was showing up at the stadium, and he had to make sure everything was. He was probably supervising.
Hey, hey, Julio, clean up behind those goddamn seats right there. Don't you? I don't want to see any straws or nothing.
Well, you know, John, we got to go into Jerry Jones's box on the stadium tour, the place where you know, whenever they show him watching the game.
Right, which is usually pretty funny when he's picking his nose or when he's losing or something like that, or when he's got his toady cleaning his glasses for him.
Well, he's got two spots. He's got his box seat, which is like right dead on the 50-yard line, just up high enough to see everything perfectly. But then he's got his luxury suite where he entertains all of his friends and clients or whatever, and the president of the United States and so on. When he's sitting in the box, if the president's at the game...
That's got the bulletproof glass, right?
Well, yeah, well, they have the glass open.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, believe me, nobody's getting in there with a gun. I can promise you. Dude, they have that thing set up so perfectly. You get they got the metal detectors, everything. No, nobody's getting in there with a gun. Anyway,
this is Texas. Come on.
Yeah, well, maybe Barry Switzer got in there with a gun. I don't know.
Bunch of pussies.
Anyway, so the president, though, if there's a president,
I'm sorry, I don't mean to stick on that, dude. But I can't believe that these are the people that were terrified that the government was taken over when they were running a couple of military exercises, and they let Jerry Jones fucking disarm them so they can see the Cowboys. This is outrageous.
Well, if the president or like a vice president, former president, you know, George W. Bush comes to games. George W. Bush will go to Cowboys games, and he has to sit in the box below Jerry. I think that's hilarious.
Due to passing rain showers, the roof will be closed. Do not fire your guns in the air during touchdown celebrations.
That's pretty much all it would require.
You know, we need to call Jerry. I really need to ask him about some stuff.
I'd like to find out about this.
Yeah. We got to talk about...
He's violating everybody's Second Amendment right.
Right.
Jerry Jones!
Got to ask you about, you know...
It's nothing more but a big, fancy, large... Contrasting.
Could you imagine that cross-eyed dude trying to fire a rifle? Nobody within 180 degrees of him is safe.
Oh,
he's
my
probably
God.
Looking down the barrel. It's fucking dark.
Stop that right now.
That's right. There you go.
I am tired of this.
Oh. All right. So let's get Jerry on the phone here.
Hello.
Jerry Jones, John and Tom from the Bang Radio Hour. How are you, sir?
Oh, we're doing all right up here, Tom. I mean, really. We're kind of on suicide watch with a couple of our boys around here because, you know, things aren't going so well for the Cowboys. And when stuff like that starts to happen, well, you know, people start to disappear.
Well, I tell you what, Jerry, they can fix it. Just go to a game. Just go to that amazing stadium of yours, AT&T Stadium. Oh,
I appreciate you saying so, but really, it's just a little place where I keep my stuff.
Is that right? Well, I want to, you know, my son and I got the tour. We were at the game. We were in a... Jerry, the food. You guys serve the most amazing food in that place.
Well, you know, you'd think we serve the most amazing food, but really it's just the same stuff that they grind up and stick it in McDonald's. It's just not in the patty shape. It's just in all kinds of different shapes. So when you see that steamship round of beef that's out there, recognize that is 100% fresh Texas beef. As a matter of fact, we got the fields right outside the stadium where we just go out and slaughter a steer whenever we need one.
Right.
It's the best. Only the best for Cowboys and their fans. I'm telling you what. Did you have the Platinum VIP pass?
No, we just had VIP tickets for the tour.
Oh, well, I'm very sorry about that. I'm sure you had a great time, but you didn't get to see some of the best stuff, let me tell you. You should have told me you were coming.
I did tell you I was coming.
I told you. VIP passes with the strap on it.
I told you several times we were coming. Well, how do I get a Platinum VIP pass?
Well, you know, you can't. You just can't. You don't get a Platinum VIP pass. Frankly, Tom, I like you and all that, but your podcast is a little kind of corny, and you hang out with that goddamn monkey-headed Redskin boy way too much to be trusted down here with the big boys.
All right. Okay, well,
this is where the power plays, I'm telling you.
I understand. All right, so when we went on the tour, we got to go into the box where you and your sons watched the game from. And
That's right.
What a great seat. But, you know, you got that elevator.
Did you see my glory hole there? Did you see it? That's where I keep it. It's right there. Somebody's back behind that wall. I have no idea who it is.
Your glory hole. But you got that gold elevator that comes up, you know, and I know that it goes, we saw where it comes up to your box, and we also saw the bottom of it where it comes out to your private family parking lot underneath the stadium, which was really neat. But
well, that's just what we show the public is all. That's all that is. Down below that, that's where we keep the submarine pen, and that's where we usually get home.
Oh, well, they wouldn't let us on the elevator.
Well, of course they're not going to let you on the elevator, Tom. I mean, we just don't let every goddamn Skeeter and Dwayne on there. Now, look. That's the elevator that just doesn't just go straight up to my box, but it also goes down below the levels that everybody's allowed to see.
Oh.
Down below AT&T Stadium. Seriously, we got stuff down there. You should have had the Platinum Plus VIP pass, Tom. I don't know why you didn't.
Because I can't get it.
Well, I mean, we got the usual illegal casinos down there. We got a gladiator pit.
A gladiator pit?
I'll tell you what, ex-players all need some extra cash, and you'd be surprised of them how many are willing to fight to the death for $500.
I'll bet. And speaking of dollars, $10 for a Jack and Coke, $10 for a 14-ounce draft beer, Jerry? I mean, that's a little, they do everything big in Texas, but not your drinks.
Oh, come on. I think that's a very fair price considering what you're getting. I mean, you're getting, for one, you're getting a glass, and that is actual, real, 100% Texas glass, completely see-through. You get ice cubes to go in it, which is water that's been frozen below 32 degrees Fahrenheit, which I'm telling you, right then and there, that's something special. You get a splash of Jack Daniels, and you get all kinds of Coke and fizzy stuff like that.
All right.
You should have got that goddamn Platinum Plus VIP pass, Tom. I was looking forward to showing you off downstairs at the Greg Hardy sex dungeon. It's a lot of fun, I gotta tell you. You get down there. If you get down there with the special kind of pass, I can even show you where we keep our doomsday device.
All right.
Now, I tell you what, we'd have ourselves a doomsday device if it wasn't for them goddamn North Korean engineers who knew anything about calibrating a death ray like they said they did.
Jesus. What about, you got new cars parked on every level of that stadium.
That's right, Tom. I'm telling you something. I sell new cars every game. I sell high-class, high-dollar, high-luxury cars at every game on every level of that stadium. And you know why? Because if you have a Platinum Plus VIP pass and you are one of our VIP seats, this is Texas, Tom. Driving a luxury car out of a stadium after a loss is a way to say to everybody, look, I don't fucking care if we just lost six in a row. I'm running over everybody on the concourse, and then I'm going to crash into a souvenir stand.
Jeez. Well, what about, does the pass get you into the Miller Lite Club, or is that something different?
Well, the Miller Lite Club, you get into the Miller Lite Club basically with a big green pass that's got a lot of zeros on it. You really need to pay your way, and then you got to do things that are really disgusting. The best thing that you could possibly do is either bring a very attractive girl or a young boy to be able to take care of the bouncer there. Because once he's turned around, then you can jump right on in there, and everything happens. You should see. Right there, we got right there on the side of the wall there. We got a space that shows this is where Donovan McNabb tried to hump the glass right after he was playing air guitar coming in on the playoffs. And, you know, he's infamous now, Tom. He's going to prison. Did you see that? Did you see that? Donovan McNabb is going to jail.
For 18 days.
That's what you get for chlorophyll Robitussin these days. He should have called me. I got all kinds of good mescaline. He would have never been caught by that cop.
Well, I like that Miller. I like that Miller Lite Club down there, Jerry. You get to sit between the 30s and one of the first three rows, and of course, you also get to high five the team when they're coming out of the locker room onto the field for the game. And
hey, yeah. Yeah, you know the best thing about that down there, Tom? I'm going to tell you the best thing about the Miller Lite Club is the fact that, yes, you fans, you get to high-five a bunch of big, burly nobodies that are going to be nothing but down in my gladiator pit in a couple of years, and I get to charge $14 for a goddamn bottle of Miller Lite that we basically just funnel out of the urinals up on the upper concourses.
God, I just can't even imagine. You make me want to give you my money.
Once it's cold, nobody cares. Hey, I'll tell you, if there's one thing I know, Tom, it's how to set up a glory hole so that everybody sticks their dick in it.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to the Bang Radio Hour official NFL predictions for Week 10. I'm your host, Harry Sphincter. In a blatantly suspicious move, the Rams hire former mob hitman Vinny the Spike Murderelli as a defensive consultant. The Bears win anyway, 26-21. In a fierce debate, House Republicans scoff when Democrats blame the latest last-minute Ravens loss on global warming. Jaguars win 36-30. After feeling sick for 2 weeks, the Packers go see a doctor who tells them to have a game with the Lions and call him in the morning. Green Bay gets healthy 38-17. In an amusing coincidence, both the Redskins and Saints defenses use my alarm clock didn't go off as an excuse for not showing up. Washington wins at home 33-31. In another MVP performance, Cam Newton throws for 350 yards and 3 touchdowns and makes perfect crepe Suzettes on the sidelines for his teammates. Panthers over the Titans 34-10. With their season on the brink, the Browns' front office will begin the laborious process of deciding how they'll fuck up next year's top five pick. The Steelers help their cause, 26-14. To help facilitate a detailed game plan, Eagles left tackle Jason Peters informs coaches he will get hurt in the second series of the third quarter. Philly beats the Dolphins at home, 27-13. Claiming he will save the season, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones announces himself as starting quarterback. Buccaneers win 24-20. Hoping to recreate past magic, the Giants signed David Tyree from his job at Foot Locker to play wide receiver in the second half. No help. The Patriots win 37-20. While cornerback Aqib Talib serves his one-game suspension, the Broncos announce linebacker Von Miller will take over as designated eye gouger. Denver pokes the Chiefs 34-10. The International Society of Conspiracy Theorists have announced that they've begun work on debunking the reports of the Raiders being over 500 in November. Oakland defeats the Vikings 32-28. In a moment of silence following the game, solemn fans of the Seahawks said goodbye to their playoff chances. The Cardinals win 27-20. This has been the Bang Radio Hour official NFL predictions for Week 10. If you use these predictions for gambling purposes, you're an idiot.
Any time that I can get back to that glory hole, then that's a happy day for me. But all we kept
talking about glory hole days. Glory hole days. And the work of a young girl. Glory hole days.
Glory hole.
Glory hole. I've been here when it was glory hole days, and I've been here when it wasn't.
I had a friend who was a big football owner. Down in Texas, had a stadium as big as a county, and a funny-looking facelift. Saw him the other night in this roadside men's room. He was getting up, coming out of the stall. Well, he was brushing his knees, and he was wiping his lip, and there was a dick hanging there through the wall.
Glory hole days.
Well, he can't pass one by.
Glory hole days.
It just might get in your eye.
Glory hole days. I've been here when it was glory hole days, and I've been here when it was. I want me some glory hole.
VOTech. VOTech. For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech. VOTech.
In the 2008 Super Bowl, this losing head coach threw a hissy fit and stalked off the field. Ron John.
Who's Bill Belichick?
Correct.
Hey, it's David from Disturbed, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
As the Patriots
complete a three-game home stretch with domination once more at Gillette. Patriots prevail over the Redskins with relative ease by a 27-10 final, and New England is now 8-0.
Well, John, we got three of them left. You got the Patriots, the Panthers, the Bengals. Those are the only undefeated teams.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, that Patriots call that you just played, the only thing as a Redskins fan that I think is really interesting about that is that's 25 seconds after we scored our first touchdown of the game.
Right. Man. Well,
they didn't even try to beat us. I mean, they did, but they practiced against the Redskins.
Right. Yeah.
They didn't even throw the ball. They just ran the ball. Gronkowski had the ball four times. He was like, you know, I just don't even feel like it today.
They make it look so easy.
Dude, we put their right tackle out in the second quarter. They had no backup. They only dressed five offensive linemen on Sunday, and we knocked one of them out of the game. And I'm like, yeah. And then they said, you know what? Fuck it. We're going to put a tight end in here that weighs 300 pounds, and we're going to run the ball down your throat.
Yep.
And they did. Yeah, well.
They lost Deion Lewis for the year. That's got to hurt a little bit.
That didn't even look like that bad of a hit. I didn't even really see. It almost looked like he kind of got swatted in the ankle, and it hit his other leg, and that's what tripped him up and knocked him down. But it didn't look like anything happened to his knee. I was kind of surprised about that.
Well, but so here they are, 8-0, and
they look unbeatable again. But then they play the Giants this week. Well, we know how that goes.
Yeah, I think that'll be a very high-scoring game, but I think the Patriots are going to end up winning it. But here after the game. Oh man!
The high scoring dude. They got. I can't remember the name of that defensive end. That rookie they got. That dude's badass. He's gonna freaking rack Eli's head.
Okay.
That dude's bad. I can't remember his name though. Shit, he is damn good.
But their pass defense.
He holds the ball a little bit, man. And they get to your quarterback.
Their pass defense is not good. Patriots.
Well, that's because most times I think that's because they're comfortably ahead and people have to throw the shit out of the ball, so they're gonna rack up yards.
All right. Well, we'll see. But anyway, Bill Belichick, after the game, gets asked a question about,
of course,
about Tom Brady's midseason grade. Oh, my God. This is hilarious. Bill Belichick, he's going to give a damn.
Tom Brady's been mentioned as just about everybody's midseason MVP. Is there something particularly satisfying about seeing somebody do this at this stage of their career?
Yeah, I mean, you know, but I mean, that's great. But honestly, I don't think anybody's really focused on that, right? We're focused on the Giants and some midseason report card. You know, like, who cares? Like, what difference does it make? Like, give me an F. Give me a C plus. I mean, I don't really, it doesn't matter.
C plus.
But right now, I'm focused on the Giants. I mean, that's all I really care about.
What grade would you get?
I don't give grade. I mean, I'm worried about the Giants. They're trying to beat the Giants. I don't really care about, you know, some midseason, I mean, midterm grades. Give me whatever you want. I mean, I don't care.
He could not be more disgusted, could he?
Some mid-season, mid-term grades. What the hell are you talking about? You sound like goddamn Charlie Brown's teacher.
Who cares?
I don't give a damn. You know, I could be in the locker room cutting a fucking sleeve off a sweatshirt right now rather than listen to this shit. Mid-season grades. He's got a goddamn F for fucking fabulous. What do you think?
I swear to God, he is the best. After the Redskins game, they asked him a question, and he went, yeah, scoring points is good. Winning games is good. I swear to God, that's what he said.
That's him,
hey,
man.
Hey, Luke. Listen to me, Luke. I'm your goddamn father. You know? I ain't putting up with any other crap. I'm just focused on getting in there and destroying the Rebel Alliance. You know? We're not going to worry about whether or not who killed who on Tatooine and who's Ben Kenobi's whatever. I don't care. We're just focused on the Rebel Alliance. Look, they've got good fighters. They've got good X-Wing flyers. They've got really good Tauntauns. They're pretty good with their lightsabers. We've got a really cut out for us this time. Oh, shit. Mark Hamill's pretty good. You know, he gets rid of the ball pretty quick.
Oh, my God. Wow, that's funny.
I swear, I wish he was my coach. I do.
I know.
You know what I would do if I was if he was my coach? I'd be like, "What are you talking about? What videos? Shut up."
I don't really care about.
Who cares about
some midterm grades?
God damn it! Suck my dick. Waste my fucking time up here.
Give me an F. Give me a C plus. I mean, I don't really. It doesn't matter.
Give me an F. Give me a U. Get out of here. Oh my God, that's terrific! Hey, listen, lady, the field's 100 yards long. What do you want me to do?
Oh, best response ever.
That is great. Mid-season great. What do you think, lady? He's lighting it up. He's lighting it up, okay? That's the grade. He's fucking lighting it up.
What's your mid-season grade? 8-0.
Dude, there was a play last week where the Redskins drilled him. I mean, knocked his head in the dirt. And he threw up this fucking punt. Chris Culliver's turned around completely backwards trying to get it. I swear to God, LaFell could have fair caught it. It was just such a most ridiculous play. And they make it. I don't care what they do. It works.
Who cares?
Right. We're going to do whatever the fuck we want. I'd like to reach, you know, one of my favorite moves is to say, hey, you left something behind. Reach in my pocket. I got something for you. And pull my finger out, my middle finger out. Yeah, here's this grade, lady. I got it right here in my pocket for you. He gets a 1.
Yeah, I'll just talk about the game.
Right.
Any questions about the game?
That's right. Just focused on the goddamn Giants. You think Tom Coughlin's down there giving grades? No, he's not. He's denying them all kinds of privileges.
I wish I could have seen that reporter's face. Oh, God.
I swear, I don't know how it's going to sound when it actually comes out on the podcast, but in my ears, she went, wah, 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 wah.
Oh, I know. It's you'll hear it.
But that's perfect, because then he could go, oh, fucking Christ, I don't care.
All right.
That's right.
Let's move on to...
He's doing all right.
Let's move on. Let's move on to Ray Lewis. We got to talk about this. Is ridiculous. Oh my God,
dude! They shoe polish his hair. You know, I tell you what. They have a product that they use for black men that are going bald on TV, because you know you're not allowed to be bald on TV unless you shave it all off like Trent Dilfer.
Right.
And what they do basically is I thought they used a Sharpie. I don't know, but it's like shoe polish they use on their head. And Ray Lewis. When you can see between the hairs on his head and see it shining black, you know his skin is just painted up there.
Wow.
And they've got those bright lights on him when he's out there on ESPN.
Wow.
Just let him go bald, people. Just let these guys go bald, all right? We all understand. He wore a football helmet for 15 freaking years. He's not going to have hair. You know, him sitting there next to freaking Trent Dilfer, who looks like my little toe, and next to Steve Young with his stupid goddamn hair plugs pulled forward off the top of his head. Holy crap, just let him go bald.
All right, so Ray Lewis is going hip-hop. I don't understand.
Oh, he is? It's about time, really.
I don't understand this, but he's got a whole album coming out.
As a matter of fact, yeah, somebody posted this on our Facebook page, and this is what he put out as a teaser to make us all think, wow, I got to hear the rest of this.
Yeah, the song's called Can You Stand the Rain?
I ain't got no umbrella, Tom. I can't stand it out here in the rain. I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling. I feel happy again. While he's doing his stupid little raven dance around the streets.
Well, here it is. They gave us a whole 12-second clip, and enjoy.
That's why men cry for women. That's why women. Can I slow down to honor a woman?
Mama, if you hear me, I'm sorry for the pain. And pass it to your love.
Oh, my God.
That's all they give us?
That's it.
That's why men cry for women, Tom. Women. Women.
What's with the pauses?
Women. He goes to the Captain Kirk School of Rapping. Spock, there's women.
Women. I'm crying for women. Can I slow it down for women?
Dude, I tell you what. I don't know, because I am not an aficionado of hip-hop, as anybody could tell last week, even though my microphone was all fucked up, so sorry about that. But you could tell when Tom was dropping some freaking shit going on there, I was lost. I was like the white guy that couldn't clap on beat, nothing. I couldn't do it. But that thing that he's playing there, I know a little bit about drumming and rhythm and syncopation and shit, and there's none of that in there. What the fuck was that?
That's why men cry for women. That's why women. Can I slow down to honor a woman?
Mama, if you hear me, I'm sorry for the pain. And pass it to your love, I
won't. Holy shit. Of course, this is also not including the two women who gave birth to the guys that he knows who killed those two guys.
Jeez.
God is absolutely amazing.
You know, he said, Tom, that he wasn't dressed for murder that night. There was no way he could have killed them guys because he just wasn't dressed for it.
The neck is a part of the body.
Right. I'm going to cry for women because that's why we study women.
So if I fail, we all fail.
I wonder when Ray's about to get laid if he says, now look, I'm going to prepare like I'm ready to go out on the field. And if we don't come together, we all fail.
Jesus.
He's crying for women now. He's crying for women.
That's why men cry for women. That's why women. Can I slow down to honor a woman?
Mama, if you hear me, I'm sorry for the pain. And pass it to your love.
Can you stand the rain, John? Can you stand it?
I can't stand it. I don't know, dude, because the rain has a rhythm. There's a rhythm to the rain. I don't know how he's so offbeat on that thing. Is it just me?
Oh, my God.
Do I just not get the kids today, Tom? Am I just that old I can't handle the hip-hop?
Oh.
Ay-ay-ay-ay.
All right, so let's get on to a better song. This is a much better song than that one, I promise you. And this one was made up on the fly. All right, so there's a, you know, if you're not
so
into
Ray's.
If you're not into you know, newer rock and roll, there's a band called Godsmack, and
they're not new anymore.
Well, I know, but I mean, you know, if you're not into anything over the past, you know, 15 years, I mean, if you're into like 70s and 80s rock, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
This is an active band that's out touring, you know, right now. So their singer Sully is from Boston, big New England Patriots fan. And they are...
Yeah, he sang the anthem at the Patriots game a couple times.
That's right. And so they're in Washington, the state of Washington, playing a concert. And, of course, there's a bunch of Seahawks fans there. And they at one point, I don't know why they're chanting about their Seahawks at a Godsmack concert, but Sully noticed. And he decided to sing back to them, and here's how it went.
Did you say fuck the Pats? Okay, hold on. Wait a minute. Let's just say fuck the Pats for a second. What's your football team?
The
Seattle fucking Seahawks. Is that your team?
Fuck the Pats.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something about those flukes. They have sucked big fucking dick this year.
Big fucking dick.
Yeah, they have. Who's fucking undefeated right now? New England Patriots are. That's right. So suck it. You started it.
They did.
We're going to go undefeated this year, and you guys are not because you can't because you already lost a bunch of games. You lost a bunch of games. Seattle Seahawks. And they suck big fucking dick into our They suck big dick in 2015, yeah. Seahawks. What did you say? Big cocks.
Oh my God.
I don't think so. Maybe little cocks. Seattle Seahawks suck.
That's the best part.
I like that song. I think I'm going to record that.
Wait, there's another verse.
Get fucking home tonight. You guys are fun. Okay, listen, let's get serious for a second here. Dude, why are you flipping me off? It's not my fault your team has lost a bunch of games. I know, they're so good. I keep supporting them. I promise you they're not even going to make the fucking playoffs. They're not even going to make the playoffs. No fucking way. They're a big fluke and they're going away today. The Seattle Seahawks suck your fucking... No, they are. I'm kidding. I was just getting into singing. I was trying to figure out some melodies. I need to change the chords, though. That's what the problem is. I don't think the problem is with the lyrics, Tony. It's with the chord progression. It's limiting me to what I can sing as a melody. All right, settle down, you freaks. I'm just kidding. Let's get back to reality here. This isn't a football game.
That is fantastic.
That was great.
Oh, God, that's good.
I can't remember who posted that up so I can find that, but thank you very much. That was fucking great.
And you lost a bunch of games, Seattle Seahawks, and they sucked big fucking dick into our egg. They sucked big dick in 2015, yeah. The Seattle Seahawks. What did you say? Big cocks? I don't think so. Maybe little cocks. Seattle Seahawks suck. They're not even gonna make the playoffs. No fucking way. They're a big fluke and they're going away today. The Seattle Seahawks suck your fucking...
God, I love that. They're not even going to make the playoffs. No fucking way.
I hope that's on their next album. I really do. I hope that's on their next album, the Seattle Seahawks Blues.
I just wish they would record it, you know, like really record it in the studio and, you know, just release it to YouTube or something.
Well, whether it ever is or not, here it is.
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff, man. That was my favorite thing of the week right there.
Mine too. I mean, there was a couple of good things this week. In terms of the actual games themselves, I tell you what, the Raiders. You were right at the beginning of the year, didn't you call it? Didn't you say that you think that the Raiders are going to turn a corner?
I said they'd go at least 500.
Yep, and I think you're right. I think that last week with the Steelers was a hell of a football game, and this week with the Vikings, I think looks like the best game on the schedule.
Pretty good. Yep, pretty good.
Damn straight. And the Atlanta Falcons, I do believe, have officially been declared the easiest schedule in the history of the fucking NFL. And they lost to Blake Bortles. I mean, no, excuse me. They lost to Blaine.
I know!
they lost to Blaine Gabbert.
Oh, my God. After the game, Blaine looked over at Matt Ryan and said,
"Suck on my dick!"
Fucking A, baby. Blaine is back. I love that shit. I think it's fantastic that they won last week because, A, I think it's funny as shit about the Falcons. Dude, other than Eli Manning loser face and I don't know what the fuck just happened face, the Matt Ryan how the hell did that shit just happen face when he throws an interception is fucking great. It is. Trust me on this. When you see him throw an interception, watch his face if they give that good close-up of him walking off the field. He has a face every bit as good as Eli Manning's.
Oh, right.
He does. So who do the 49ers have this week, or are they off this week?
They have a bye week. They're not off this week. Yeah. They have a bye week.
All right, so Blaine's got even more opportunity to get ingrained into this offense. I'm seeing big things here.
Blaine!
So great.
We can only hope. Great things like that never can go away because somebody always will bring them back. All right. Well, then, that's all. That's pretty awesome right there.
All right. Yep.
Well, there you go. We'll be back next week, right? What are we doing for Thanksgiving this year?
Oh, well, we'll probably be off the week of, but we'll do a show next week.
Okay, definitely. right, yep. Cool.
Yeah, we'll be doing a show next week.
Good.
Well, that was fun. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was fun. Blame. Dude, I'm telling you what. Here's just a tip for you guys. If you like, you know, going down on your lady, do the blame ba ba blame ba ba blame ba ba blame blame ba blame ba blame ba blame 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 blame. She'll love it. Just try it. Trust me.
All right. We'll do it again next time.
Later.
Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
With rapid insurance on Vodafone Business, we'll get a replacement phone to you within 4 hours. So if you should...
Oh, no.
Or even... Oh. Just get in touch and we'll...
Your replacement phone, sir.
Your phone replaced within 4 hours with our rapid insurance. Available on our new and limited data plans. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone Business.
Max download upload speeds apply to data. Coverage may vary. Unlimited and rapid terms at vodafone.co.uk/terms.
British summer can be as unpredictable as the weather. Footwear dilemma. Introducing convertible wellies. One minute they're Wellington boots, the next flip-flops.
Ooh, slightly embarrassing. Convertible wellies? Will never happen. However, with a new BP Me Rewards card, getting more of the summer essentials you love more often will. Search BP Me Rewards to find out more. BP. Every day. Brighter.